Today, we're talking with the candidates in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Before the break, we talked with former Democratic State Senator Gary George. After the news, we'll move on to the Republican side and a look at the district as a whole. Right now, we're joined by the incumbent candidate who's held the seat for the last decade, Representative Gwen Moore. She joins us now by phone. Representative Moore, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
So, as I mentioned, you've held the seat for a number of terms. Why should your voters there send you back for another term?
Thanks for asking. You know, I ask myself that question. Every time it's time to seek nomination and getting my signatures. And, I ask myself if I want to go through the rigors of this. And, and as soon as I don't feel that fire in my belly, that passion to serve the people, trust me, I will step down. But I feel that I was born for such a time, that there are many, many challenges. I believe that everything is being threatened, from having a clean environment to having a Social Security entire a retirement benefit for seniors, really being able to create jobs. The current majority in the House would love to gain the presidency in both houses and really eliminate all kind of regulation, be it environmental regulations or financial regulations. And I feel that I am a great steward of this seat at this time. And I still have that passion to serve. And I believe that that's what we need.
You are facing a primary challenge. Your challenger says your heart's in the right place, but he's not seeing that excitement, that passion, that work for the good of the district. How do you respond to that?
Well, what I can say is that I'm just really curious as to why my Democratic primary opponent would not look toward the kind of not only the problems that we have had with the Republicans in Congress, but right here in the state. Where was this sense of outrage about the governor not taking the Medicaid money, for example? We have 80,000 fewer people being served by that program, and we've got a huge $93 million hole. Fewer people and more money. Where is his rage with regard to the condition of children in our state? When the governor has taken $800 million out of the education budget, and so I'm real curious about the source of his angst and rage, because I have worked very, very hard, been a great steward of the people in Congress. I brought transportation money back to the district, not only in forms of a new bus fleet, but I worked very, very closely with the administration. We won the bonanza, for example, with regard to the high-speed rail money, $800 million that we were going to be able to use to unshutter the old A.L. Smith grounds, the Tower Automotive grounds. They were going to not only build two train sets there, but repair train sets. And the governor just snatched that opportunity out of the air. Where was my opponent's outrage about that? I worked across the aisle with Congressman Petri, who is now retiring and in whose district my opponent lives, and I was able to win the transportation bonanza and get the I-94 corridor slated as a interstate highway of regional importance, all the repairs that you're seeing being done there. I was effective at bringing those dollars home, restoring the Menominee Valley. And, of course, I understand that he's not real pleased with the Forest County Potawatomi, who provide great jobs, particularly for people of color. But we were able to remediate the land in the Menominee Valley, bring some economic vitality back there, been able to bring resources to the sewage district. And so I've been, you know, I have been a great steward of economic development, despite the fact that I've only been in the majority for 2 years. In the last decade that I've served, I've been able to not only bring resources for jobs to the community, but I've been a great steward over the neediest of our folk, bringing breakfast programs to our children, fighting very hard to prevent the majority from taking Medicaid and Medicare away from our seniors.
Representative Moore, I wanted to jump in and get to a couple of the issues you've mentioned and look toward the future. Now you've referenced jobs a couple times. What's next? What do we need to see to bring more jobs to the Milwaukee region?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that we need to do, and my Republican colleagues are stopping us from doing it, is we need to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. I mean, that brings there are millions of dollars that Wisconsin depends upon for exporting our products, not just the big, huge vendors like Harley or Caterpillar or Miller Brewing, but the small supply chain. I mean, Milwaukee has a huge supply chain of metal workers that dot our landscape throughout Milwaukee. We need that Export-Import Bank to be reauthorized, for one thing. We do need for Congress to put some sort of jobs bill forward. The president has had a jobs bill, and we can't get the majority in the House to bring that bill to the floor. As a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, we have proposed a very, very aggressive program to the Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan called the 10-20-30 program. And what we have said is that we need to allocate 10% of all of the resources across economic development programs, that's transportation, economic development, and target them in census tracts where 20% of the population has lived in poverty for over the last 30 years. It's a program that Paul Ryan is now looking at. It's not partisan. Half of those census tracts are represented by Republicans, half by Democrats. It's not all urban. It's evenly divided among urban districts and rural districts. We think that that's a winning strategy. As a member of the Budget Committee, I'm also a leader on the Congressional Black Caucus Budget Task Force, and we put that proposal together, and we have we've modeled it during the stimulus package in South Carolina. I think it would work great.
We're running
Milwaukee.
A little short on time, Representative Moore. You mentioned Congressman Paul Ryan and poverty. He has this big new poverty plan. Are there parts of that plan where maybe Democrats and Republicans could get past gridlock and pass real, meaningful poverty relief?
Plan. The real objection I have to his plan, given the time that we have left, is that he wants to block grant food stamps. Block grant, think cut and block. But I do think that he has really been influenced by the Congressional Black Caucus by looking at mandatory minimum sentences. I think that's real important. His expansion of the earned income tax credit to benefit folk up to age 64. Is fantastic. So those are things that I think we can continue to work on.
So lots of gridlock. That's no newsflash to anyone. You're an incumbent. You've maybe been part of that gridlock, partly responsible. Do you bear some responsibility?
Well, I think that is a very, very media savvy narrative that it's both our faults. I can tell you that as Michelle and Barack were dancing in 2009 at the inaugural ball, it's been documented that Republicans sat around and said, we are going to do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We're going to bring down his presidency by doing nothing. And in fact, this Congress, I have to admit, is just bested the official do-nothing Congress of 1948, we have done literally nothing because of the gridlock that they have deliberately imposed upon the country, up to and including shutting the government down. I certainly am not part of shutting the government down. I certainly am not a part of a strategy to do absolutely nothing. I mean, right now, and I've got it framed, right now they are spending time suing the president. We have done nothing on immigration, which needs to be done. That would bring us $1 billion over the next 20 years just to have comprehensive immigration reform. They've done nothing with regard to a transportation bill. That would create tremendous numbers of jobs for them to just do what used to be bipartisan and pass a transportation bill. They literally have surpassed all expectations of doing nothing.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Moore, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you.
That's Representative Gwen Moore. She represents Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. She's facing a primary challenge from former Democratic State Senator Gary George.